Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member Ben Ram Goldar and Dir Mazekas Yavamas Daf Ein Vav, the 8th Parak Ha'aral. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Patsua Daka Krushavcha Mutarin B'Giyoris M'Shukhreres Ve'enan Asurin El M'Lavo B'Kahal. A Patsua Daka and a Krushavcha are mutter to marry Giyoris and a freed slave woman and are forbidden only from marrying into the Kahal. Rav Sheshes was asked, Batsua Daka Kohen, Mahu B'Giyoris M'Shukhreres. Regarding a Batsua Daka Kohen, what is the law regarding marrying a Giyoris or M'Shukhreres? But Kedushasai Kai V'Asir, do we say he remains in his Kahuna level of Kedusha and is forbidden to her? Or do we say that he does not remain at that level and is permitted to her? Rav Sheshes answered that this has been taught in a brace which states, Batsua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'Nesina. A Batsua Daka Yisrael is permitted to marry a Nesina, even though a regular Yisrael may not. Now, if it should enter your mind to say that a Batsua Daka remains in a state of Kedusha, then we should apply the Pasuk V'Sitachatembam, you shall not intermarry with them. This Pasuk prohibits intermarriage with the seven Canaanite nations who inhabited the land before Yeshua's conquest. Rav Sheshes understands that it applies to even converts from those nations. Now, if a Batsua Daka Yisrael is nonetheless permitted to marry these women, then a Batsua Daka Kohen does not remain in his level of Kedusha and may marry a Giyoris or a freed slave woman. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that female Ammoni and Moabi converts are permitted to marry into the Kahal. As part of the Gemara's effort to identify the source for this law, it brings the background story related to David and Melech's Yichus. When David went out to fight Goliath, Shaul asked Abner, whose son is he? The Gemara clarifies that Shaul already knew and loved David, for David would play harp for him to lift his spirits when he was feeling down. He also knew who David's father Yishai was, for Yishai was a prominent man. Rather, he was asking if David descended from Peretz or Zerach. If he descends from Peretz, he'll be a king. Shalmelch Poretz Lasos Derech, for a king may break through Poretz, other people's fences, to make a path for himself, and no one can protest against him. If he descends from Zerach, Hashiva Ba'amahav, he will be merely Chashiv. The reason that Shaul asked about him is that Shaul saw that when he gave David his battle garments, they fit David, even though Shaul was taller than everyone. Since his garments fit David miraculously, Shaul asked if he was destined for Malchus. And pointing me through, the Gemara continues and relates that Doeg HaAdomi said to Shaul, before you ask whether David is fit for kingship or not, ask whether he's fit to marry into the Kahal. Dikas Merus Moavia, for he descends from Rus, who was a Moabite. For he descends from Rus, who was a Moabite. When Abner responded that it was taught, Ammoni below Ammonis, Moabi below Moabis, the Torah only prohibits the males and not the females of Ammon and Moab. Doeg countered that when the Pasuk says Mamzer, does it not refer to a Mamzeris as well? And when the Pasuk says Mitzri, does it not also refer to a Mitzris? Avner responded that it is different in the case of the Ammoni and Moabi, since the Torah explicitly said the reason is, Al Dvar Asher Kidmu Eschem Bolechem Ubamayim, because they didn't greet you with bread and water on the road when you left Mitzrayim. Darcha Shal Ish Lekadem Velo Darcha Shal Ish Lekadem. It's the way for men to greet travelers with bread and water, but not for women to do so. Doeg continues to challenge Avner, and on the next daf, the issue is resolved. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Patsua Daka Ukrushavcha Mutarin B'Giyoris M'Shukhreres Ve'enu Nasurin Elam L'Lavo B'Kahal. A Patsua Daka and Krushavcha are mutter to marry Giyoris and a freed slave woman, and are forbidden only from marrying into the Kahal. Rav Sheshes was asked, Batsua Daka Kohen, Mahu B'Giyoris M'Shukhreres. Regarding a Batsua Daka Kohen, what is the law regarding marrying a Giyoris or M'Shukhreres? But Kedushasai Kai V'Asir, do we say he remains in his Kahuna level of Kedusha and is forbidden to her? Or do we say that he does not remain at that level and is permitted to her? Rav Sheshes answered that this has been taught in a brace which states, Patsua Daka Yisrael Mutter B'Nesina. A Batsua Daka Yisrael is permitted to marry a Nesina, even though a regular Yisrael may not. Now, if it should enter your mind to say that a Batsua Daka remains in a state of Kedusha, then we should apply the Pasuk V'Sitachatembam, you shall not intermarry with them. This Pasuk prohibits intermarriage with the seven Canaanite nations who inhabited the land before Yeshua's conquest. Rav Sheshes understands that it applies to even converts from those nations. Now, if a Batsua Daka Yisrael is nonetheless permitted to marry these women, then a Batsua Daka Kohen does not remain in his level of Kedusha and may marry a Giyoris or a freed slave woman. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that female Ammoni and Moabi converts are permitted to marry into the Kahal. As part of the Gemara's effort to identify the source for this law, it brings the background story related to David and Melech's Yichus. When David went out to fight Goliath, Shaul asked Abner, whose son is he? The Gemara clarifies that Shaul already knew and loved David, for David would play harp for him to lift his spirits when he was feeling down. He also knew who David's father Yishai was, for Yishai was a prominent man. Rather, he was asking if David descended from Peretz or Zerach. If he descends from Peretz, he'll be a king. Shalmelch Poretz Lasos Derech, for a king may break through Poretz, other people's fences, to make a path for himself, and no one can protest against him. If he descends from Zerach, Hashiva Ba'amahav, he will be merely Chashiv. The reason that Shaul asked about him is that Shaul saw that when he gave David his battle garments, they fit David, even though Shaul was taller than everyone. Since his garments fit David miraculously, Shaul asked if he was destined for Malchus. And pointing me through, the Gemara continues and relates that Doeg HaAdomi said to Shaul, before you ask whether David is fit for kingship or not, ask whether he's fit to marry into the Kahal, Tikas Merus HaMoavia, for he descends from Rus who was a Moabite. When Abner responded that it was taught, Ammoni below Ammonis, Moabi below Moabis, the Torah only prohibits the males and not the females of Ammon and Moab. Doeg countered that when the Pasuk says Mamzer, does it not refer to a Mamzeris as well? And when the Pasuk says Mitzri, does it not also refer to a Mitzris? Avner responded that it is different in the case of the Ammoni and Moabi, since the Torah explicitly said the reason is, Aldebar Asher Kidmu Eschem Bolechem Ubamayim, because they didn't greet you with bread and water on the road when you left Mitzrayim. Darchah Shel Ish Lekadem Velo Darchah Shel Isha Lekadem. It's the way for men to greet travelers with bread and water, but not for women to do so. Doeg continues to challenge Avner, and on the next daf, the issue is resolved. All right, so now we go to our Simmer daf Ein Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg. He suggested Ein Vav is an IV tube, an intravenous tube. So here goes. The Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, hallucinated that he had a son named Peretz, dressed up in oversized battle armor, who would go out and greet travelers with bread and water. Once again, in slow motion. The Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, that must be run off Ein Vav, intravenous tube. The Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, which reminds us, Rosh Sheshes was asked, Batsua Dakakon mahu b'Gioris Meshuchereres. Regarding a Batsua Dakakon, what is the law regarding marrying a Gioris or Meshuchereres? Do we say that he remains in his kahuna level of Kedusha and is forbidden to her, or does he not remain in that level and is permitted to her? He answered that if Batsua Daka Yisrael is permitted to marry a Nesina, then a Batsua Dakakon does not remain in his level of Kedusha and may marry a Gioris or a freed slave woman. So the Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, hallucinated that he had a son named Peretz, dressed up in oversized battle armor. Which reminds us, when David went out to fight Goliath, Shaul wanted to know if David descended from Peretz or Zerach. If he descends from Peretz, he will be a king. Shalmelch Poretz Lasos Zerach, for a king may break through Poretz, other people's fences, to make a path for himself, and no one can protest against him. If he descends from Zerach, Hashiva ba'almahavi, he will be merely Chashiv. The reason Shaul asked about him is that Shaul saw that when he gave David his battle garments, they fit David, even though Shaul was taller than everyone. Since his garments fit David miraculously, Shaul asked if he was destined for Malchus. So the Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, hallucinated that he had a son named Peretz, dressed up in oversized battle armor, who'd go out and greet travelers with bread and water. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Doeg HaAdomi said to Shaul, before he asks whether David is fit for Malchus or not, ask whether he's fit to marry into the Kahal, because he comes from Rus, who was a Moabi. When Avner responded that it was taught Ammoni below Ammonis, Moabi below Moabis, the Torah only prohibits the males and not the females of Ammon and Moab, Doeg countered that when the Pasuk says Mamzer, does it not refer to a Mamzeris as well? And the Pasuk says Mitzri, does it not also refer to a Mitzris? Avner responded that it is different in the case of an Ammoni and Moabi, since the Torah explicitly said the reason is because they did not greet you with bread and water on the road when you were leaving Mitzrayim. It's the way for men to greet travelers with bread and water, but not for women to do so. Doeg continues to challenge Avner, and on the next daf, the issue is resolved. So once again, the Batsua Dakakon who married the Gioris nurse, who always hooked up his IV, hallucinated that he had a son named Peretz, dressed up in oversized battle armor, who'd go out and greet travelers with bread and water. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.